Scientists first detected seismic tremor late last week. That's slowly been increasing since Friday, and thanks to an FAA camera 22 miles away in the community of Perryville, geologists have seen a wispy steam plume coming from the main vent. Michelle Coombs is a research geologist with the Alaska Volcano Observatory.
If there were ash in the plume, we would have seen a deposit on the snow, and the weather's been so beautiful that I think if there were ash in the plume, we definitely would have had some pilot reports about that. So it's probably just a steam plume at this point.
That plume is reaching as high as 12,000 feet. No flights have been impacted as of Monday. The volcano experienced a massive eruption in 1750 BC that left a nearly 7-mile-wide caldera. At its peak of 8,000 feet, that caldera is mostly covered by a glacier. The active cone is located within the caldera, surrounded by huge amounts of ice.
Now, the types of eruptions we've had at Veniaminof in the last decades have not been big enough to melt large volumes of the ice up there. But if we were to have a large eruption, then that would definitely play a role.
The 2009 eruption of Mount Redoubt melted ice in its crater and formed mud flows all the way to Cook Inlet. The last lava flow on Veniaminof took place in the mid-90s. Since 2004, low-level ash emissions have occurred, with the last in May of 2008.
Not erupting, but this seismicity definitely suggests that we need to keep our eye on it. And, you know, it would not surprise us at all if we were to start to have ash coming out at Veni as well, just because it is, like Pavlov, it erupts pretty frequently.
The observatory raised the alert level to advisory and the aviation color code to yellow. In Dillingham, I'm Ben Matheson.